I was talking a bit earlier about Joe Biden. Sometimes when I hear him speak, I have no idea what he's talking about. It's like he's prattling on about nonsensical non sequiturs, and I'm like, I don't have any idea what he's doing. And then other times I hear Joe Biden, and I think, man, he is just unspeakably stupid, frankly. It's heartbreaking in a way because he is the number one guy. New Fox poll, by the way, shows Biden way out ahead again in polling across the country. Now in Iowa and New Hampshire, he holds small leads. There really are five candidates in the race here. And other than that, after that, there really is nobody. The five candidates that are polling well, Harris, Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. The rest, not even getting through. So Beto, people like that, gone. De Blasio, never really appeared. Those are the five. Harris, Biden, Bernie, Warren, Buttigieg. But I want you to hear this from Joe Biden. Joe Biden says, we're not taking in enough people in America. With the crisis at the southern border, more than 1 million people coming in unvetted, unchecked, and then unleashed in America every year. That's not enough, says Joe. We need to really start bringing people into this country. It's bite nine. Go.
Our Statue of Liberty, not very far from here, says, invites us to, and welcome the tired, the poor, the huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I'll reverse Trump's detrimental asylum policies. Raise our target for refugees to a level commensurate with our responsibility and the unprecedented global need that exists.
What is that commensurate level of responsibility, Joe? How many should we be taking in? 2 million a year? Five? We take in 1 million plus people a year into this country legally every year. Another million or million and a half come in illegally every year. So that's two and a half million, both legally and illegally in America. And that's not enough, Joe? How's your medication? Is it working out? You think you need a little bit more, a little bit less? Sometimes it's hard to figure, right? Don't take with alcohol, Joe. I'm just putting that out there. By the way, the newest guy to enter the race as a Democrat, just having the last couple of days, you probably heard that, Tom Steyer, the far-left wacko activist from California. He says he's going to spend $100 million. Well, that's good for the economy. So I'm good for that because he has no chance on God's green earth. Yes, very green and nice earth, of ever winning anything. But Tom Steyer says if he's elected president, you're darn right these illegals, they all deserve health care and everything else under the sun. It's bite number 10 with Tom Steyer. Go.
Yes or no? Would your insurance plan provide coverage for undocumented immigrants?
And so the short answer
is
going to be yes. Okay. But once again, I want to talk about something broader, which is this. We have a failed immigration system. We should have comprehensive immigration reform, which is a classic thing that this government has been unable to do for decades. So in that context, what are you supposed to do with people who are part of society, live here, mm-hmm. contribute to society, and yet are somehow under the radar, are living in the shadows.
Uh-huh.
They're a part of society.
Uh-huh. Well, while he's blathering on about that on CBS this morning, you've got Robert Perez, the CBP deputy commissioner, saying, listen, the number of people coming across the border has dropped, but it is still a major humanitarian and national security crisis. We have a problem here. It's bite number 12. Go.
Apprehensions at the U.S.-Mexico border fell by 28% from May to June. What accounts for that? Is that warmer weather? Is that Mexico deploying their own National Guard on their southern border? What is it, sir?
I think it's a combination of a few things, Bill. I think it certainly is an unprecedented agreement that we've made with Mexico. Again, the president was able to secure nearly about a month ago. We are definitely seeing and are encouraged by the steps that Mexico has taken. We absolutely need them to sustain those efforts and actually do more. It is all the efforts that we ourselves have put forth to make available again all okay. the means and the interagency resources on the border. But make no mistake about it, even a 25% drop, which is what we expect to see in June. June versus May, that's still over 100,000 apprehensions at our border. We are still in a crisis. We absolutely need to continue to address it.
Yeah, and Joe Biden says we're not taking in enough people. Speaking of Biden, CNN, in a desperate bid to remain relevant, has started to attack those on the left a little bit. Shocking, right? But their credibility crisis is full-blown right now. Their viewership is anemic. CNN finishing number 15 in the ratings for basic cable this last month. 15. Their top show in the news sector, 25. Fox News had, I think, 15 of the top shows. MSNBC, 9. And CNN, 1, number 25. But in a desperate bid to be relevant again, CNN has actually started giving some balanced news coverage in a few places. Listen to this as they nailed Joe Biden for sport. It's bite number 11 from CNN. Go with this.
Today, protesters stormed Joe Biden's campaign headquarters in Philadelphia. Organizers say that these are immigrant, I guess it's a photograph, not a video. These are immigrant families separated during Obama and Biden's time in office. They want Biden to apologize for the separations that took place at that period and commit to ending all detentions and deportations if elected. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about how there were also things going on at the border and with the undocumented community under Obama and Biden. Obama deported many more of them. And here you have a group taking Biden on the issue, a liberal group.
And there you have it. CNN, a desperate bid to remain relevant. Good luck with that, boys. You need to flush that whole network and start over. Put actual news people on the air. People like Don Lemon would have to go. I give me a day at CNN. I can clean that mess up. I guarantee it. Give me one day. Follow us at SteveGruber.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Final thoughts after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh. Then your girlfriend is...